I'm talking with Acting Deputy Secretary Michael Skews with the USDA, and you have been in Nebraska today visiting with farmers and talking about the Farm Bill. Tell me where you've been and who you've talked to.
Well, today I'm at the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District office just in Omaha, Nebraska. We just had a fairly large group of producers. In fact, we just wrapped up the round table about 5 minutes ago.
Very good. Well, what are you hearing from producers in terms of their concerns about the Farm Bill?
Well, I think the one thing is that everyone wants to make sure that we have a really good crop insurance program. That's the concern. They know that some of the other provisions, such as the direct payments, are going to disappear in the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill, and they want to make sure that we're going to have a very strong crop insurance program. The feeling is it's something that works. It works really, really well. This past year, many of them pointed out, proved that it is a great program, and they want to make sure that it's going to be in both the House and the Senate's version of the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill.
What about coupling it, the provision that would couple it with conservation compliance?
There was a question, but there wasn't a great deal of concern about coupling the crop insurance to conservation compliance. I think many of the producers take conservation very seriously. They understand the need to protect and preserve key areas of their farms and ranches. So it didn't appear to be a major concern.
Now, the Senate voted to limit the crop insurance subsidy for larger farmers. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, now, that did come up today at today's meeting, and there was, a feeling by many in the room that this is something that should not be done to limit, the subsidy to have it means tested so that certain size producers wouldn't receive it. There was very little support for that, and some in the room spoke out against it.
Okay, but the administration's position on that?
Well, we're going to have to see what eventually comes out of the House and the Senate's version of the bill. Whatever the House and the Senate determine is appropriate, we're certainly going to administer.
There's talk that the Senate Farm Bill is probably going to pass, and it seems more optimistic than what we're hearing from the House side. Part of that having to do with the proposed cuts to the SNAP nutrition program. Do you foresee a reasonable compromise on SNAP spending, and what would that be?
Well, I think, there's a huge difference between the Senate's version and the House's version when it comes to the funding level for the SNAP program. It's a tremendous difference, but hopefully once both of these bills pass their respective chambers and they get into conference, they will be able to come up with a number that I think everyone can live with. Look, this is a program that is extremely important to a great many Americans, our elderly, our handicapped, and families with children are very dependent on this supplemental nutrition assistance program, and we really do need it.
All right. Any other concerns brought up by the farmers, or any applause for things being done right?
Yeah, there was some applause for some things that we did right, Julie. Last year during this devastating drought that hit Nebraska and our farmers and ranchers really hard out here, when we allowed the hanging grazing on CRP land, they talked about how much that meant to them and the ability to feed their livestock. The ECP program 2 years ago, when there was a great deal of flooding out here, the ECP program helped a lot of farmers rebuild some areas that had been flooded out. So we got some high praise in those two areas from several of the producers.
A lot of people last year were saying that the concern about not having a farm bill was more on Capitol Hill than it was out in the farmlands among farmers themselves. Did you get any feedback on that in terms of were they harmed by not having a farm bill passed last year?
Julie, I think it depends on what type of producer you are. For those that were in the dairy industry and for those in the livestock industry, not having a farm bill last year, we didn't have those disaster programs like the forage program, the livestock indemnity program, or emergency livestock assistance program that would have provided assistance to those dairy and livestock producers. So the grain farmers, for the most part, were taken care of because most of them had crop insurance. But when it came down to our livestock producers, they did not have the protection that they needed because we didn't have a farm bill with those provisions.
All right. So that's being remedied in this next one?
Yes. Yes, these provisions we believe will end up in both versions of the Food, Farm, and Jobs bill.
Okay, and I'm sure, you're aware of the concern over the Dairy Security Act and the sort of tussle over that with the supply management provision. They're saying there will be an attempt to take that out in the House version, but what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, I wish I had a crystal ball and could provide you with an accurate answer. One of the things that I've heard when I've traveled from state to state, some of our producers really do not like the supply management side of the dairy security provision. There are others that are saying, you know, we can't afford the tremendous peaks and valleys in our pricing, and we need to do something to make sure that we have a fairly reasonable return on our investment and eliminate the peaks and the valleys. So there are two sides. Both arguments are very sound. And it'll be interesting to see at the end of the day when we finally do get a bill what's exactly in it. But there is concern out here from some producers about the supply management provision.
Okay. What are the concerns of the administration, the USDA, in terms of if the farm bill doesn't pass? What is a timely manner for you guys?
Well, we really need this to be passed September. I mean, you know, really, when you look at fall crops being planted, we really would like to have this Food, Farm, and Jobs bill passed no later than September. The sooner, the better. There are some changes in there that we're going to have to deal with. So the more time that we have to go through the regulatory process, the better off it's going to be, not just for USDA, but for farmers and ranchers.